Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Paris prosecutor confirmed today that the suspected mastermind of last Friday's attacks, Abdelhamid Abaoud, was killed in a police raid yesterday morning. Abaoud's death, though, hasn't stopped the investigation. Authorities in Belgium launched several raids in and around Brussels today, and the BBC's Johnny Diamond joins us from Brussels. Johnny, tell us about the latest raids.
Well, these are part of the ongoing investigation in Belgium. They weren't the kinds of raids that we saw yesterday in Paris. There was no gunfire, very little drama, as I understand it. They were essentially trying to gather information rather than trying to find suspects, although the search for one of the attackers or the conspirators does continue, and it is believed by the Belgian authorities that he, a man called Salah Abdeslam, is still in Belgium and is actually in Brussels. However, these raids, there were six of them in different neighbourhoods of Brussels, one of them in this particular neighbourhood called Molenbeek, which has been a home to several of the attackers and to the ringleader of the conspiracy. These raids took place. We haven't got much out of the Belgian authorities about how much was found. One person was arrested and essentially taken in for questioning. We'll get more as the investigation continues.
Tell us a little bit more about Molenbeek. You mentioned that so many of the plotters, specifically in the Paris attacks, but also in other terrorist plots in Europe this year, have had links to Molenbeek. What do we know about that place? Why has it been such a hub for these terrorist plotters?
It is a small neighbourhood, very tightly packed, in the northwest of Brussels. It abuts a much more prosperous area and a prosperous region, but it is run down. It's knocked about. I was there a couple of nights ago. You've got a lot of young men standing on street corners, a lot of marijuana, and there's a lot going on behind closed doors, behind the curtains. And it's there that it is thought that these conspiracies have been launched. It's a place of first and second generation, largely North African immigrants. And it's a place that is cut off, really, from mainstream Belgium, mainstream Brussels. It's a surprise to find it in the heart of the city. In Europe, perhaps a little unlike the US, deprivation is quite often found beyond the inner city. It's not a ghetto, but it is a place, as I say, that is other from the rest of Brussels, other from Belgium. It's been a fertile recruiting ground for those trying to carry out these plots.
Are there extremist clerics there who are preaching hatred in the Molenbeek area, or who are drawing in some of these disenfranchised youth?
You know, it's interesting. The security people that I've been speaking to over the last few days say that it's no longer a problem so much with the clerics, that radicalization has moved on. It's moved into the prisons and it's moved into petty criminal circles. And they were very much the circles in which these three men moved in. Petty crime, small drug dealing. And it's thought that that is now where radicalization, if you want to still call it that, is going on, rather than as a result of extremist clerics, which was perhaps the case 5-10 years ago.
So not in mosques, more in the criminal underclass or delinquent community.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it now looks as if France may extend its state of emergency for 3 months with keeping expanded police powers. Are the authorities in Belgium considering similar measures?
They are. The Prime Minister of Belgium spoke to Parliament today and said that he would propose laws that would make interception of communications more easy, the arrest of extremist clerics, you just mentioned, more easy, because, again, there is a feeling that some have had it too easy in Belgium and that they have been had a license to operate as they wish. So, yes, there is going to be something of a clampdown. I don't think it is as extreme as what is going on in France. There is no state of emergency, for example. But I think there is also a deep concern about what has gone on, in particular in Molenbeek. You have had senior officials, senior ministers in Belgium saying that, acknowledging that they have let Molenbeek get out of hand. And I think they want to bring it back into the mainstream now. It will be a struggle because it was very clear from conversations that I had there a couple of nights ago. A lot of the young people there feel completely separate from mainstream Brussels and mainstream Belgium.
Okay. And in the few moments we have left, how are the people of Belgium reacting to all of this?
I think they are pretty horrified by the prospect that they have been an incubator for terrorism and an incubator for this appalling attack on Paris. There is a very, very unhappy feeling about what has gone on in Belgium, and I think they would like to see it changed.
All right, that's the BBC's Johnny Diamond speaking to us from Brussels. Johnny, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a great pleasure. Thank you.